You are what you say you are, a superstar. Then have no fear, the camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Dartish Radio with Jen Duranizet.
All right. This is Stardust Radio with Graham Shields, here with Joanne, Jen, and Desi.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is April 17, 2008. I am Joanne, and I'm here with my co-hosts.
And I'm Jennifer.
And Desi.
Hello. Sorry.
And how is everyone tonight?
I'm good.
I'm hanging in there.
You still sick today?
A little.
Aw.
Yeah, something's going around, but I'm glad you're back.
Well, we have two special guests tonight from In the Zone Radio. We have Ryan and Jen. Hey, guys.
That's wonderful.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good.
Glad to have you on the show tonight.
We're glad to be on.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Desi. I don't think I know Desi, but hi, Desi.
Hi.
Sorry.
That's
I'm
the
dying.
Giggler. The giggler.
The giggler's sick right now, so it's not a very
good
giggle.
Yeah, the giggler can't giggle.
Okay.
So, how's everybody doing?
Good. This is weird for me. I just go ahead and say and put that out there. It's very weird. I'm not used to calling into other shows.
Okay. Well, you'll be all right. You're all right.
He's used to me calling into his show.
Yes.
Well,
my other Jen.
Okay, well, I think what we should start off with, if you guys don't mind, is that we have a little American Idol stuff to talk about. Jen?
Oh, boy, don't we.
Come on, Jen.
All right, well, this week was Mariah Carey week, and oh boy. So, David Archuleta sang When You Believe. I don't know what to feel about this one. I thought that it was, pretty good. He's just adorable at this point. I don't know what to really think about him anymore. I mean, he has a great voice and all, but, let's see, Saisha sang Vanishing. Not one of my favorite songs, not a popular one? I don't know. I thought that she was just okay. Brooke, she sang Hero, and what the heck, Brooke? You know, I think that she, she had her piano with her, so she was pretty good, but when she doesn't have her piano or her guitar, she kind of gets lost, and so I don't know what happened there. And Christy, she sang Forever, which I thought was great. It was one of my favorite Mariah songs. Carly attempted to sing Without You. I just think that she has the potential to do way better than she did. Jason sang Don't Want to Cry. Well, he kind of slurred his way through Don't Want to Cry. So I don't know what's happening there. But best performance of the night goes to David Cook. He sang Always Be My Baby. And just the arrangement, the way that he sang it was just wonderful. And then comes Wednesday night. And Christy Lee Cook got voted off. And I don't know why, when I really thought that, in my honest opinion, that the bottom three should have been Brooke, Jason, and Carly.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's pretty obvious
Carly
that...
She's the Irish girl that was mouthing off to Simon this week, didn't she?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a... She, you know, she has a really good voice, but she just... I don't know, she's just been, like... lacking lately. Like, she, I don't know, maybe she thinks that she's better than she really is, or I don't know, but Argonaut is not about talent. It's about a popularity contest, apparently. But Chrissy, I think, should still be in the competition. And I think that Simon should buy her her horseback that she sold to get to the audition for American Idol, because he certainly could afford it. So I think America definitely got it wrong this week.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Do you guys watch American Idol?
I love American Idol. Okay, this is confusing. So do I call Soapy Jen or... Which, because there's two Jens over now.
Oh, no, you've got two Jens.
I'm, you know.
Whatever she is comfortable
blonde.
With.
Okay. So, my Jen.
Shaking his claim, damn it.
Yes. Yes. Sophie and I, we usually watch American Idol together. And I write little snarky comments to talk about on the air. And I know that Jennifer Lynn likes Chrissy, but I didn't. I've been waiting for her to go home for weeks now.
Uh-huh. A lot of people have.
I will say, though, she did get better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the past 2 weeks have been probably some of her best work, but it's obvious that people have been wanting her to go home for the past couple of weeks, and finally it succeeded. As far
mm-hmm.
as Carly goes, I don't really like her for the simple reason that she already had a deal, and
mm-hmm.
Her career flopped, and I think that...
Well, so did Christy. She already had a deal.
Yeah, I didn't like her either. That's part of the reason. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I mean, like, as far as demo deals go, that's perfectly fine. You know, Kelly Clarkson had a demo deal. Carrie Underwood had a demo deal. But as far as actually getting your album made and being promoted and having a company spend money to promote you and then to have your career fail and then you pretty much get a mulligan and take a spot from someone else is a little unfair.
I agree with that. I agree. I'll be honest, the only time I watch American Idol is when they make fun of everybody in the beginning, and then I wait until the very last day, and then I watch when it's over. It's the only time I watch it. And I catch little pieces on the news. That's it.
What did you think of Mariah Carey's performance, Jennifer Lynn?
I'm not a Mariah Carey fan to begin with, so I .
There you go.
She was just there. She was the mentor this week, and now she's gone. So.
Yeah. As someone who grew up listening to Mariah, to see, and this is not a knock against her, but to see the way her music has changed and it. You know, it doesn't really mean much anymore, and at least
mm-hmm,
in my
mm-hmm.
opinion, it's kind of sad.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
I grew up on I Don't Want to Cry and
Yeah, I like the old
yeah.
Mariah Carey. I don't like the new
yeah.
Mariah Carey.
No, neither do I. You know what? She looks good. I mean, she's got the money to look good. She's got the money to always stay looking amazing. But you know what? You are 38. And, you know, come on. Let's just be a little real. I grew up liking Mariah Carey too, but I'm a little turned off by her now.
Yeah, and she definitely did take a very different direction with her music,
yeah.
definitely. But
yeah.
But my favorite contestant didn't even make the top 12, though.
So. And who was that?
Katie Valoy.
I liked Katie.
You know, she has a demo EP
oh, really?
Available for yes. What's that? Was it? You can go to it's aimstreet.com. It's aimiestreet.com/Katie Malloy.
Yeah, I liked her.
And it has 9 tracks, and they're great. I downloaded them. I got the album. It's like $9 for the album.
Are you a big fan of Gates and Castro?
No.
Okay, good.
That's because I like Jason Castro.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like Jason Castro.
I just don't. I just don't get like the hype. It's just honestly, I feel his performances are like more of the same each week, and he doesn't even seem like he's there half the time.
I know, he seems like he just kind of like, hey, yeah, I'm just going to sing this song and, all right.
Well, I think at this point, they all have to step up their game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
they all have to do it. And I think for me, it's stepping outside the box. And I've said this on our show, too. It's stepping outside the box. And, you know, Cook has done it for the last couple weeks now. He has rearranged songs. He has added his own little nuances to them and made them his own without necessarily butchering it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just done it. And that was one of my problems with Chris Daughtry, and he never really stepped outside the box. He added his own grunge thing to it, and it was hard rock all the time. And I didn't like him until his first CD came out, and there were a couple songs on there. But at this point in the ball game, you just have to be a step ahead of everybody else. You know?
Well, see, what Chris did is that he didn't really do it originally. He kind of just, okay, well, you know, Live did this version of, you know, Johnny Cash's Walk the Line, so I'm going to do it like that. That's not original. You're copying off of somebody else's originality.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And that's what I think sets David Cook apart. And I know some people on some boards were ripping him apart for the version of Michael Jackson's Billie Jean that he did, but he gave the guy credit for it. You know,
yeah,
he didn't
yeah.
say it with his arrangement. David Cook is very unique, and I didn't think I was going to like him at first, but he's one of those people that grew on me, and I could see myself buying his CD. I know that if I were to go see him in concert, I would have a really good time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would definitely buy his CD, too. I mean, from the start of the competition, I've liked both Davids. I've liked David Archuleta and David Cook.
I think David Archuleta is the favorite to win.
I love David.
Yeah, he is.
It's David versus David this year, I'm telling you.
I definitely think that both of them are going to be the top two. And you know what? And whoever wins is, you know, it really doesn't matter because both of them are going to have their careers. You know, the top two always get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it's better to be the runner-up.
I agree with you to a certain extent. It is better to be the runner-up unless you're Catherine McPhee. Hey, Catherine.
Poor Catherine.
Yeah. Hey,
Catherine. Yeah.
At this point, I would settle for, like, David Archuleta winning and then him doing a song with David Cook, where David Cook, like, arranges the entire song and plays in the background. And, yeah, I'll be fine with the David and David pairing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, what about, let's move on to Desiree and her Dancing with the Stars.
I have no idea what he danced this week. It was either the rumba or the samba. He got a 24, Jason Taylor did.
Mm-hmm.
Priscilla Presley got voted off.
Good.
Which I thought was good. She needed to go.
I thought that was fantastic.
She's
horrible. Classic
she's
woman.
Scary.
She's yeah. very
She's really gross. I'm sorry. Ex-wife, whatever. She's nasty.
She was. I thought Jason Taylor did very well. I think the one to beat this year is going to be Christy Yamaguchi.
Well, what do you think about that? Because everybody's saying that it's really unfair because she already knows choreography and stuff because of Dancing on Ice.
I think
right.
it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't watch. Mm.
What, Ryan?
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars anymore, but you know, there are people that are going to have a little bit more experience. You know, people criticized Stacey Keibler from, was it last season or season before last?
Oh, yeah, it was a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, you know, she was a cheerleader.
A cheerleader.
She for like a year or so in wrestling, all she did was come out and dance on TV for 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
know,
I watched
so.
Wrestling
right.
too, so that's where I knew her from.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You and me are going to be best friends.
Oh.
We are. We are.
Yeah, I love wrestling, so, you know.
Maybe you just said yeah. Yeah. You just talk.
But I think Jason Taylor's doing a wonderful job, and I think he should win. But that's just my biased opinion because I love the man.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. It's just the way you go, you know. You stick with your team no matter what. And he happens to be on my team, and I have to vote for him. So.
Well, Desi, as soon as I can get a hold of him, I'll get you an autograph for him, too. As soon as he gets back to my area, I'll find him. I live in a part of Florida.
I mean, yeah, you got Dan Marino. That was just, like, it for me.
For Ryan and Jen, I live in a part of Florida that's like Dolphinville, and I got her an autographed, a personalized autographed for her birthday from Dan Marino.
I know.
So
that was the wonderfulest thing ever.
So
Dan Marino was like my idol growing up.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Until I realized I couldn't be a quarterback, so then I just stopped.
Oh, well, I still love him. 19 years this year, so. I think me and Ryan are going to be best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, well, on to more bitter subjects. I guess we can get into GH.
Why?
can we talk about something else?
GH sucks. There, I said it. It's horrible. That show is just horrible.
Thank you, Desi. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I don't know what they're doing to this show, but it blows so bad.
Oh, Lord.
I do want to send out my condolences to Greg Vaughn and his family for the loss of his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he is not going to be going to the Chicago event this weekend, and we all understand why, and we our thoughts and prayers are with him right now, especially with his wife. Because that was her mom.
Okay, so what about One Life to Live and the rumor of Forbes March being fired?
Where did that come from, by the way?
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I don't know.
Thank you. Where did it come from?
I saw it on some of my boards here from,
I
think it's Daytime Confidential or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna pull it up and see.
Everyone is
saying that he's out.
That's what I heard, too. I saw it, I can't remember where, TV Guide or something like that, that he was out. They had already fired him.
I don't know why they would do that. I love Forbes.
I do, too, and I think he was a great addition to be with Jessica, Tessica, whatever. They were saying something about possibly pairing Antonio and Jessica back up, which I think is a big mistake because that was like watching paint dry on the wall.
First of all, I just want to say, as a former Jessica and Antonio fan, I would never accept them as a couple again. The way Antonio treated her when he became Asante, you know, cheating with his cousin's sister and all that other stuff, that ruined them for me. So when you know when Jessica got DID and fell in love with Nash, I was all for that. You know, it was such a refreshing thing. At this point, I take Jessica and Christian over Jessica and Antonio.
Right, that's another thing, is that what they're going to say is because Christian and, okay, here it is. Rumor has hit that Forbes March, who's been playing the role of Nash Brennan since July 2005, has been let go and has already taped the scenes where his character ends up murdered. Now, this rumor stems from a gossip article posted in the new issue of the Globe magazine.
That's right.
Not sure how reputable it is.
Really credible source of magazine.
I know. That's where I saw it.
Yeah. The Globe.
That's where I get
all my
news.
And this is posted by Daytime Confidential. But they're saying that Christian is a possibility. And I mean, can you not put it on any new people? Why do all these girls have to keep sleeping with the same people, their cousins, their sisters, their mothers, their brothers? I mean, I don't know.
Because it's a soap opera.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, even in a soap opera, you know, you could have a little stability for them somewhere along the line.
I know. I get what you're saying. But
look at General Hospital. There's no stability there.
It's ABC Daytime.
It's not.
Exactly.
And look who runs ABC Daytime.
Ugh.
Enough said.
Thank you.
Mm.
Yeah. never mind. I'm trying to think. I'm being nice. I don't really have much nice things to say about Mr. Franz. I think that's probably why we're having so much problems with ABC right now. Lord, he needs to go.
Spit it out, Ryan. Just
he
tell it like
go.
It is. Come on.
He really needs to go. I think he's been nothing but a cancer on that network. I mean, it's no secret that he does love soaps. However, his idea of what a soap is and what the soap audience wants is completely different than what most fans really want. You know, for you to basically tell your fans that, you know, you see people like Fionnuala Hughes and Tristan Rogers and Rick Springfield as supporting, you know, knowing that these people were lead characters at one point and can still be today, to tell them that, you know, you basically are going to retrain them so that you only accept them as supporting, I don't really have much to say to him.
That's, yeah, I didn't know about that, but, yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'll link you. It was on Soapnetic a couple years ago, and when I saw it, I was infuriated, and I ripped it and put it on YouTube and put him on blast for it, yeah. I'll link Jennifer Lynn, and she can link you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. It's hard, and maybe that's why I don't know. I really don't have much to say about it myself. I find myself the only one that I have been really watching is General Hospital. But as far as like All My Children and One Life to Live, I've actually been kind of holding back and not watching as often as I normally would.
I can't bring myself to watch General Hospital. I just can't do it. It's just not the show that I fell in love with. Everything's caca, but that's just me.
Yeah, it isn't. And I'm not, I mean, I used to be a really big supporter of the storylines on General Hospital.
Yeah,
and just the characters that I grew up with and that I loved. And I'm not a, you know, a General Hospital fan. I'm pretty much just an actor fan.
Yeah, definitely an actor fan now. I mean, how much of a, you know, the Jason, Sunny, Carly show can we have? Seriously. Every day.
Well,
I'm sorry. I mean,
so sure
you love them, hate them. They're always on our screen. I can't help it. They're just, go away. Sorry.
What is Globe magazine? I'm on Daytime Confidential right now. I've never heard of the Globe. Is that a tabloid?
The Globe is like a Standard Inquirer.
Yeah, Star.
It's like a what?
Like the Inquirer.
It's like a substandard version of the Inquirer.
Oh.
You know,
so
where,
it's like below,
can,
it's below
yeah,
the
you
National
get
Inquirer.
Your Elvis sightings at, you know, you go to the Globe. Because they know where Elvis is at all times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's
and
how
they
I
watch the aliens
Elvis.
Have babies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one that the aliens have babies all the time. And
the 3-eyed baby was born.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Daytime Confidential, so far, from what I've seen, a lot of the rumors that they put up have actually come true. And I don't know if this is the only source of where this Forbes March is coming from. But, I mean, it could be. I don't know.
Well, you know, if they do decide to get rid of Forbes, then, I mean, two things. One, I can maybe understand why they would do that. If you look at the pecking order, I hate to say this as a fan of his, but I would rather them get rid of someone like him than, you know, someone like Jerry Verdorn or Hillary B. Smith, something that GH would have done.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
On top of that, he hasn't really had much story, you know, ever. When the Higley Sweeps bombed and they had to rewrite and, you know, Nash and Jessica were on every day, that turned a lot of people off to them. And Ron Colavitti did a good job of backburning them for months and making them supporting players. And now to bring them out, I don't know. I'm just disappointed. I really liked Forbes. And I don't know. I hope it's not true.
Yeah.
Well, there seems to be a pattern of people with a lot of talent on these soap operas that aren't being used. And then they just get rid of them, or they don't use them, and then they leave. You know, I don't get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Damn soap operas. That's why I watch
Well,
my other soap opera.
Go God, I haven't watched wrestling probably since I was like 16 years old.
I love Triple H, so, you know.
Oh, right. My God. We're, okay, yeah. We're like one person. We are. We are.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big Triple H fan, have been since I was a wee little kid.
Aw, me too.
Desiree has, that's it, a friendship has been formed.
I know.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Ryan, you should definitely, you have to see Desiree's house. She has a whole, in her living room is all wrestling magazines all over the walls. That's like her wallpaper.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've been a fan for God knows how long, and I go to the events whenever I can, and yeah. I even did a site at one point. For them.
Yeah, I have a Stone Cold Steve Austin cardboard cutout under my bed, but that's a different show.
You do? I didn't know that.
Well, I have a Dan Marino one and then a Stone Cold Steve Austin one. But
I know you have a Dan Marino one. I know you have everything Dan Marino.
Hopefully there's a lot of space between them. They're not cramped together under there.
No, they're not. They're in different
room. I'm sure they'd be happy to hear that they're under there together.
Well, they're not under the bed together. They're not under the bed together.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Okay.
Dan's by my closet. And
oh, okay.
Okay,
all right.
Well, okay, this conversation just took a weird turn. Okay, something else.
Yeah, it did. Just a little.
Why? What about my decor in my house?
Oh, her wonderful Britney Spears decor.
My wonderful Britney Spears / General Hospital decor all over. I have a picture. So as you walk in my house, there's a picture of Talia right there, and right next to the picture of Britney Spears. How's that for decor?
Yeah, okay.
I can get you on the Britney love.
I love my Britney. I don't care what anybody says.
I do too.
So speaking of Britney,
being a Britney fan.
Speaking of Britney, I actually have Britney news.
Ooh.
All right.
This is from You Britney, which is probably one of my favorite Britney sites, besides World of Britney and Breathe Heavy. Anyway.
Love Breathe Heavy.
It says, YouBritney.com can exclusively reveal that Britney is hard at work preparing her full return. The pop princess is currently recording new tracks to appear on the Blackout re-release due for release this summer. With this re-release, Brit is set to do promotional tour and perform / give interviews on various TV shows. Nothing will be confirmed just yet as the project is at very early stages. I hope this is true.
I do too. General tell you, I had such high hopes for her Blackout album, and you know, for a while it seemed like, you know, after the whole VMA debacle, it seemed like her head was in the right place for a little bit, and you know, Piece of Me was pretty good, and then she just kind of dissipated for a bit. But I can't wait to get to see the re-release. I would love for her to maybe do Love is a State of Grace. I thought that was a really nice song.
Yeah, that is a really, really nice song. I like that one. I loved when she did How I Met Your Mother. That was like, I was so happy. My phone was ringing during it. I'm like, hang up, don't bother me, leave me alone.
it's one of those things where, you know, we talk about it a lot with soap fans, how we say that, you know, soap fans are some of the most loyal out there. It's kind of the same thing with our favorite musicians. You know, Britney's been an emotional roller coaster, and we followed her, and you know, it's really good to see her doing better, as long as they keep that crazy man away from her.
Yeah, really. Well, Desiree knows firsthand my Britney quirks.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a piece about today on the news that her father's in talk with Bally's to have her as the new spokesperson for Bally's.
Yeah.
Oh, woohoo! Got a Bally's casino right across the bridge for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, I hope that she gets, you know, like when she had her big deal with Pepsi and everything, and I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but we have a Pepsi factory. It's like a 15-minute car ride from my house. So My grandfather and my grandmother drove me up there. My grandmother went in there, and we went in there, and they gave us Britney stand-ups, Britney posters, and everything that she was on with Pepsi. I have, like, all this Pepsi stuff in my house. So they were, like, really nice about it. They could have just been, like, crazy psycho fan, get out of here. But, yeah, so that's pretty cool. So now I have, like, all these stand-ups in, well, not, I don't have them out because I don't want my cat to destroy them, so, yeah. Because I know that I could just see her digging claws into it because she likes to bite cardboard, so I could just see, like, the little teeth marks at the bottom of the stand-up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's one of the strange Britney things that I've done.
Okay. All right, Britney girl.
Proud of it.
Be solid.
Yes, all right. I have to admit, I gave you a hard time in the beginning. I know I did. I know I did. Okay, she's all right. I gave her such a hard time in Super Soap about Britney Spears. And all right, just whatever.
She wore you down, didn't she? Wait a minute. She wore you down, didn't she?
No, no, no. She never said another word to me. I was making fun of a song that Britney Spears was singing. I don't remember how we got into the subject. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my
and
God,
we were walking
I remember
out of the
that.
Parking lot of MGM, and I started making fun of a song.
Oh,
and
my
everybody
God,
was like, oh,
no!
My God, no, don't do that.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Why? They were like, because Jen really likes her. I was like, okay, even better for me to taunt her with this. But... No, I she's all right. I mean, I kind of feel bad for her. But see, you got to understand something. As a mother, I look at the things that she does as a mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does as a mother just totally turns me off. You know, I mean, I got two kids, and I couldn't imagine. I mean, I don't care how much money in the world I have. I couldn't imagine doing a lot of the things that she does, knowing that she got those two babies. So,
I agree with you.
Her music may be fine, but her mothering skills are horrific. So I'll leave it at that.
Oh, I agree with you. That was something I think, Jen, if you remember, we were debating on SON for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people didn't understand how some of us fans could separate, you know, the Britney performer from Britney the mother. It's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have no children. I can't judge Britney, I can say that I may not agree with everything that she does, but who am I to pass judgment, especially if I never had someone to teach me, but you know, to teach me how to be a parent. So.
Yeah, she surrounded herself with some bad people, and that's very obvious, and it just makes you, you know, it just makes you wonder, did she get started way too young? Did she get started way too fast? And there's a reason that she reached out to Kevin Federline and got pregnant and married so fast, and then another baby back to back. There's all reasons for that. Women just don't go doing that for nothing. You know, there's either an emotional reason, or you have a woman that does it just because she wants to keep getting checks. She don't need to get checks from anybody. So there's an emotional reason that she latched on to him and produced these two babies. So that's the way that I see it. I mean, that's just from my own experience, you know, as a mother and as a person who has seen it happen in the real world, minus the fame and the money, you know.
Right.
There's usually just two types of women that do that.
Right.
Yeah, well, from the being a Britney fan since pretty much the beginning, Britney hasn't... The way her behavior started changing when she met Kevin. She was never like all this, you know, being all this,
well,
you know, wild and stuff like that.
Well, you can't
say
that because she went and married that guy for, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, I can't, I mean, I used to blame
before
Kevin.
Before she met Kevin Federline.
I used to blame Kevin for everything. He was like the Bob Guza of Britney Spears' life, you know. But... I think her spiral started well before that. I think it's probably started after she broke up with Justin. It just wasn't as public. And then as, you know, as time began to go on and, you know, her career rightfully, I mean, did start to slip a little bit. Her album sales were down. She wasn't getting as much press. I think she started losing her mind a little bit. And mm-hmm. people like that just don't automatically break. There is usually a pattern or a history that
mm-hmm,
leads into
mm-hmm.
it. And so she should have gotten help a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And that falls on her parents because she was still a minor, basically, you know. I mean, it should have all been led up to properly as she was growing up and started with that first song that she made that was a hit. It should have started from then. But they let her go get boob job. They let her go do this. They let her go do that. You know, they lost control because some parents are like that when they see money, too. You know, they're coming out of a little town in Louisiana, right? Isn't that where she's from, Louisiana? You know,
yeah.
Some little nowhere place from nothing. So all of a sudden you start to see these big checks, and it's kind of like, oh, she wants to go get a boob job? Let her go get a boob job. What can it hurt? Oh, she wants to do that? Let her go do it. And then before you know it, she's knocked up with two kids and losing her mind, shaving her head in the middle of the night. Women just don't shave their heads. You know, that's just not what happens. So there's something brewing there.
For this conversation, I need to bring on another caller.
Okay.
Area code 305.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. How are you? Not so good. I'm actually, like, listening outside on my porch to you guys. I'm in bed. I had surgery yesterday, so I just want to call it in.
That's right. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I popped a stitch. I sneezed too hard today, and I'm not handling this surgery too well. So I'm sitting listening in bed. I'm cracking up, so I'm trying not to laugh from you guys.
I won't giggle.
If you've noticed, I don't know if you watch your phone calls, but if you've seen, I've called in three times. It's because I had to. I had to get off the phone because I was laughing so damn hard.
That's what you need, Nikki. That's what you need.
Exactly, but I really wanted to call in and tell you and Jennifer to please have a safe flight and have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Lot of fun.
Oh, we will.
Trust me, we will.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And Desi, you sound so much better.
Thank you. Yeah. I was dying the other day. I'm feeling a lot better, and I'm glad that everything is
almost 100% now.
Yeah. I'm glad that you came through the surgery okay, and I just hope your recovery is quick as can be.
Quick.
Yes.
Yeah. Only one more to go, so two down, one more to go.
Yay.
Okay. But you guys are having a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, something different to talk about with our new friends from In the Zone,
mm-hmm.
Jen and Ryan.
Yeah, I have a new friend. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
I've heard. Dan Marino fan all the way.
I know.
How
and
cool
wrestling. Hello.
I'm from Miami, so big Dolphins fan here.
Oh, wow, that's
my girl.
So Jen had sent me a little tidbit of news that's kind of like a what the F news. Bill Cosby goes hip hop with a new album. Did anybody else see this?
Yeah.
Did I hear right?
I saw that.
I didn't see that. What the heck?
I saw it on TV on a scroll, and I was like, I just have to look this up. So I just looked it up, and I was like, wow,
he's tired of the profanity.
Very random. Oh my goodness.
Well, he's tired of the profanity. He has nothing else to do. He doesn't make Jell-O commercials anymore, and what can I do?
He said, according to the Associated Press, he says, I do not rap on any of these things. I wouldn't know how to fix my mouth to say some of the words.
Okay. All right.
You know, maybe, you know, the songs are about Jell-O and his, you know, the pudding pop.
Sorry.
And let's not forget pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jell-O pudding.
Fuck off.
Well, they don't make pudding pops no more, so I
don't know.
I watched
him speak in Philadelphia one time for a class, and I have to say, pretty much after walking out of that little, I'll say, quote, seminar, I think he's crazy. I mean, I understand that he has a lot of strong feelings and wants to say it, but you cannot demean people when they're, like, going to see you speak. That's, Lord, my confidence was shaken. My spirit was broken after leaving that place.
Really?
His rhetoric is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, I mean, he's passionate, but I think he could, you know, take a chill pill every now and again.
Right. He needs to have a little more Jell-O in his life. Or maybe he had too much Jell-O. I don't know.
No, maybe.
Maybe he had way too much. I mean, I don't know. Could be. So, Ryan and Jen, how did you two meet?
Oh, Lord. SON, actually. Soap Opera Network. We
mm-hmm.
worked together for a while. I used to mess with Jen a lot. I used to like harass her during our staff meetings, and she wouldn't pay me any attention.
Oh, okay.
Time of day.
Yeah, she wouldn't. And I was persistent. I was like, you know, I'm gonna get some reaction out of her because usually I can get a reaction out of everybody that was in the meeting, but not her. And
mm-hmm.
I forgot what happened. I think a wrestling pay per view was on or something, and I had mentioned what I was watching, and she was like, I'm watching it too, and that was my chance. I went in, and the rest is history.
Okay, and how long have you two been doing your show?
Well, I've been doing it alone since, what, September 06? Jen,
mm-hmm.
Jen came on as an official co-host in January after my new co-host had heart surgery. He's been off for a while. Yeah, he had, Sean had what, I think Sean had a hole in his heart. So he had to get surgery to fix it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been calling in since before then. She was like an unofficial third host for almost a year.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nice to know the background. Do you have any good, what do you got coming up on your shows?
What do we have coming up? May, sometime in the first week of May, I think May 6th, we have Becca and Mallory from Serial Drama coming on to gab the soaps with us. And before that, on Emmy nomination night, we're going to have former Days writer Tom Castiello and Marlena Delacroix coming on to discuss the Emmy nominations on April 30th. And sometime in May, we have a Guiding Light actor coming on, and Ian Regal's husband, Andrew, the writer of Imaginary Bitches. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
I love that name, by the way. The creator of the new web series Imaginary Bitches, starring Ian Regal, Brooke Nevin, and Elizabeth Hendrickson.
Connie Fletcher.
Rickard. Yes, Connie Fletcher. We're going to have him on a Friday, May 9th.
Right. Well, yeah, we have Eden Regal on May 1st.
Good. She's awesome.
Yeah. She's a sweetie. She's a sweet girl. No, yeah, that looks like it's going to be a pretty interesting show, Imaginary Bitches. I can't wait to see that.
Neither can I.
All right, odd silence there.
just a little odd, you know. It's like I say, it's very weird for me to sit back and be spoken to instead of always speaking.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to have fun with you.
No, I like it. It's nice. To
I'm going
change.
Off with my little sound effects. Yeah, well, it's nice to have somebody interview you for a change.
Yeah. And you're awesome.
Sit back and not have to worry about the pressure, right?
Yes, the pressure. and I tend to get myself in trouble.
Yes, you do.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of trouble?
Wow. Okay, well, I think I have an entire fan base hating me right now. Yeah. Ruined a couple friendships, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think...
Troublemaker?
Uh-huh.
I said you troublemaker?
Yeah.
Hot stir.
Then, I would say probably half of an entire soap community hates me, too. For talking, for doing my job and gossiping, basically. That kind of got me in trouble.
Gossiping about what?
Oh, come on.
Something that happened at a fan event in February.
Okay. Okay, well, look, let's put it this way. They hate you already, so what's the difference if you say it now?
Exactly.
Okay, well, basically, I commented on an incident that allegedly happened at a fan event in Las Vegas. I forgot, what was it, the girls' night out thing?
Okay, we were in Vegas.
We were there.
Yeah.
Jen and Desi were there.
Okay, were you with Mitchie?
Yes.
Okay. That's how this whole thing started, by the way. Mitchie gave us permission to talk about what happened between Nazanin Benanti and a fan.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you guys heard the same story we heard.
Yes.
You were there and heard the story we heard.
Yes.
You know, the version. Yes.
Yes.
We heard
and,
it from, yeah.
And
from
I was
the horse's
very,
mouth, so to speak, yeah.
I was very fair. You know, I said alleged. I didn't speed it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was not good for me. So...
Who cares? They weren't there.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I began feeling. But we're under the bridge now. I got in trouble with the Azeroth Turns fans because they were doing this campaign regarding two gay characters, Luke and Noah, not kissing.
Yeah,
and
heard about that.
It kind of made me upset a little bit. You know, I was a big supporter of the couple and a member of the fan base, and I just thought that there were other things that we as soap fans should have been concentrating on. Apparently that's not what you say. And ended up getting me blocked and banned and flamed. So then I used my show as an outlet to vent against the Nuke fans, and yeah.
Well,
I love controversy.
Yeah, don't let him fool you.
You got blocked and banned? That's awesome.
Yeah, I do. I love controversy. Sometimes I like to just stir the pot.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, that's the nature of the beast. Exactly.
Life's too short.
I wonder if that'll be going on this weekend.
Oh, it'll go on this weekend. We're going to have people hating us left and right this weekend. It's not even a problem.
I just think that that the more fan events that we go to, Desiree, the more people that
hate us.
Yes,
we have so many people who hate us now. It's not even funny.
You have haters too. Oh my God, you
do.
You've made it.
I know. I feel special.
Well, damn it, I'm left out because nobody hates me yet.
Oh,
don't worry, they will.
All it takes is one little slip of the tongue.
You don't even have to. All it takes is one picture in my case.
No, all it takes is to be seen with our little group.
Exactly. Yeah, just be seen with us and you're done.
I want to take a picture with y'all just because.
You should, because it'll really freaking piss people off.
Oh, you're friends with Jen and Desiree?
We can't talk to you anymore. You're emailed.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I only say one thing to them.
I do. I think it's pretty sad. You know, you think that we would try to be supportive of each other and
well, you would think.
And,
you think we were grown up enough that we could be supportive of each other, but obviously that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
be jealous and petty and stupid. Sorry.
I did this in elementary school.
Yeah.
Childish.
It's very childish.
I can't get away with it. I'm starting to get older.
I'm too old to care.
I think that's the problem for me, too, is I'm the oldest of the bunch here, and I just can't, I don't know. I'm trying to set an example for my kids. So.
Yes.
It's hard, though. I'm sure it is, because sometimes you want to get in the gutter with everybody
else. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I could get in the gutter. Don't make me go get gutter Yonkers on somebody, because I can do it. I just choose not to.
No, yeah, you know, they say one thing about you, and you want to defend yourself, and then, you know, if you do, then you can't.
Yeah,
but
no.
I would like to say that my giggle is my giggle, and if nobody likes it, tough.
I think
you got that right.
Awesome.
Right.
We like
I
to hear that.
Awesome. You know what I do to upset him even more? So, you know, hating me only may you do know I get off on this, right? like you do know that hating me and talking about this is only gonna make my ego bigger.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, Jen, you're gonna have to pick off Desi's giggle and send it to me so I can edit it into the audio
yes.
software and can upload it as a sound effect.
Well, what was it that when one of our actually our second show when Bradford's like, oh, that's awesome, you have a soundbite of Desi's giggle.
Yeah.
That's Sebastian's fault. If he didn't give me the name, we wouldn't have this problem today.
That's all right, though. Yeah.
I just want to say I learned something from Stardish, actually. I listened to your show, and when you had the actor do, like, a show tag, before I was telling Dan, you know, I really hate those. I really hate those. Hi, this is, you know, this is Ryan Chandler. You're listening to Stardish Radio. I used to hate those things until I heard you guys do it. I was like, you know, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
So then I had Greg Rickard do it last night.
Awesome. Yeah, you should do it because, you know what, I mean, you can use them for, like, when you have that certain kind of show on, whether it's that soap or just, you know, you want to take a little, you know, break in the middle and just hit a sound bite, you know what I mean? They're always
mm-hmm.
nice to have, even if you never use them.
Oh, yes.
You know. So,
I like Bradford
because
I just like the way he says Desi.
Yeah, he says it a certain way. He's all like, Desi.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were smitten by him, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's been one of mine and Jen and Joanne's favorites for a long time. He's a real good guy, and we love him.
I got Jen hooked on The Young and the Restless. And
okay.
The first time she saw it, she saw Greg Rickard's character, she was like, I like him. And so when we finally got to interview him, I could hear her on the phone pretty much just going,
I didn't say but about two words last night. He did most of the interview because I just couldn't speak. I mean, and I said to him later, I said, man, I said, Greg could just read the freaking yellow pages. I don't care.
That's how we feel about certain actors, too. Sebastian Rocher could read the yellow pages to me. He could sing French to me and cuss, and I wouldn't care.
Yeah. Well, like that time when we went in Boston, we went to Sebastian's first fan event, and I asked him to sing in French. We're like, he could be saying, you guys suck, I hate all of you, and we're like,
aww. Aww. Isn't that great? He hates us! You know, we don't care. Jeez. Read the phone book. I don't care what you do.
You know what I've been doing, and it's really insane because I get up so early in the morning, is I've been watching Ryan's Hope, the reruns of Ryan's Hope.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Old school.
Now, let me tell you, I remember watching these when I was a kid, but, I mean, of course, I don't remember details like I pay attention to now. If you ever get a chance in TiVo, a couple episodes of Ryan's Hope, and look at the difference between then and the soaps now and see what a difference. I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm still trying to decide because back then in the 70s, it was all about how, you know, at the stage where I'm watching it, where Frank Ryan cheated on his wife, Delia, who is Eileen Kristen. And she plays this little conniving, manipulating, getting pregnant woman because she wants to keep him. But it's the values of it. It's about this whole Irish clan family, you know, stick together with the church and this, that, and the other thing. And I don't know. It's just, it to me, it's just very interesting to see the differences between the two times. You would think in the 70s that we came such a long, long way. But when you look at it now compared to then, I don't know if we really did or not.
That's because you really had hacks back in the day, but
Well, my thing is, and talking about Ryan Tope, and GH has Ron Hale, who is a fan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And don't use him. He's on maybe once a month. And
exactly.
Yep.
Sunny. Hello, you have Ron Hale, who has been on, you know, who was on Ryan Tope, who was on a lot of other shows, and you're completely wasting him behind the counter at Kelly's.
Well, when they need to, you know, they need somebody, a prop, they need him to wipe the counter, so they put him on. Hey, what can I get you?
Right.
Exactly.
That's what he's been reduced to.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So, I guess this goes to Bob Guza.
Can I just say, you know, I had a really big freak out last week. Was it last week or was it Monday?
Monday.
Okay. I'm not someone who usually gets into the whole couples thing. Like, I have my favorites and that's it, but I don't, like, get over the top with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I finally took the plunge and...
We had fun with that.
Took a dive off the liaison board. And I know, listen, I've been a fan for 9 years, and I hated
sorry.
Their story. I'm sorry. No, listen, no.
Stop it,
Desi.
Sorry.
I've hated everything that they've been doing since the Summer Sleaze, but I finally decided to just accept it for the garbage that it was and try to find a happy medium. And I did. And I finally took the plunge. And then, you know, next thing you know, I'm hearing that Liaison's not going to get married and he's going to marry Claudia. And mind you, I don't normally.
What?
Yeah.
What? You haven't heard that? No, is that a rumor? No.
I don't usually buy into that, but I did, you know. And I mean, like, I guess, you know, I have press access, I get spoilers. I'm usually more level headed than that. Why was I drinking the Fangirl Kool-Aid? I was like, oh, my God.
I don't know why.
I freaked out. I did.
What?
I freaked out to the point I think I got a Canvas membership now.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, he got a Canvas membership and I handed my card in. Yeah.
Oh. I can't even play with that card.
I need to find a happy pill because really, what?
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's still. I think someone debunked the rumor, but they're still going to be together. Jason's you know.
They
have a lot of scenes coming up together.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I know Elizabeth is in the background doing whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I read a spoiler today saying that they come to some kind of common ground and that she finds out the paternity of the baby.
You know, just blast that on the air already. Jeez, Louise.
I think you should just get
a
t-shirt.
I'm so sick of that.
I think
who's my baby daddy?
Love Talk Radio. And the heck with it.
Yeah, you need to stop it with your anti-liaison agenda, okay, Jennifer?
That's my thing.
Like
so.
I said,
I'm on the band with your Jen, or whoever's Jen's on the band with that one. I don't like liaison. Sorry.
I don't like liaison. I told you that I like liaison first run. And now I don't anymore. They completely destroyed them, just like they've destroyed every other one of my favorite couples.
Yep.
Yeah, they freaking screwed my couple over, so screw them all.
And
after my show, forget it.
Who was your couple?
No, let's not get into that couple.
No, I want to know.
It's Sam and Jason.
Oh, my God.
God.
You.
Oh, my God.
this is it. Like, you know, this is too much. This is too much.
This is scary.
What?
Were you like me hanging on to the, you know, to the thin possibility of one day they would maybe reunite?
Yes.
And then he threatened to kill her, and that ruined it for you?
No.
Ah.
Even with the coffee scenes that just happened, I still have glimmers of hope that they're going to get back together.
Well, see, that was for me. I was like, baby steps, people. I started typing to Jen. She was like, oh, I see your Jason and Spam had scenes. I'm like, yeah, baby steps, baby. Baby steps.
Yeah, I want her away from Lucky because Lucky is just one big ball of pillow. I mean, I love Greg Vaughn, but keep the freaking Sam away from Lucky. I'll even take Dr. Ian and Sam right about now.
Well, seeing is believing.
Exactly. I like Dr. Devlin, so I would love to see Sin. That'd be nice.
Lord. Well, you know, there is that rumor that they end up working
together. Well, I hope they do.
Together.
She needs some good sex.
She had
they
that
need some good sex on that show, period.
She had that with Lucky. I mean, come on. When,
oh,
when
okay.
Last,
that
but,
lasted,
but,
and then... Oh, ah!
Wait a minute, wait a minute. This will really get him. Besides Rick, when's the last time Sam had a good sex scene?
It had to be Lucky. Yeah, well, you never get one with Jason.
That's right. We get stock sex and fade to black, baby.
Like, that's, yeah. Woo-woo!
Jason, too.
Oh, my God.
The only time I ever knew they had sex, Jason and Sam, is he was at his sweats. I was like, hey, they had sex. Woo-hoo! Sweat sex. Whatever, I quit.
Listen, we have to take what we can. We have to
it's
take
true.
What we can.
When they had coffee, I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can tell that Desi and I we're going to be the best of friends.
I think we are.
Now, do you guys go to Super Soap Weekend?
Or Fan Club Weekend?
I'm going to Fan Club Weekend.
All right.
I'm going to Super Soap Weekend, and I'm going to the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, you are
next year.
Yes.
Yes,
my credit card is getting a lot of work this year.
What events are you doing at Fan Club Weekend?
Whatever one Jen is doing.
What are you doing, Soapy?
Well, we're not going to do the luncheon this year, so I've cut myself down to 5. Let me see. I don't know off the top of my head. I got tickets for the kickoff party,
uh-huh.
Of course, Kent and Minai's event.
Yeah.
Woo!
Tyler's, Sebastian's, and the Blast from the Past.
Oh. Well, I'm doing, okay, here we go.
I'm doing whatever Desi's doing.
Except for Greg.
yeah, except for Greg.
I'm doing the kickoff, Girls Night Out. I'm doing Bradford Greg's. Nancy's. We're doing the main luncheon. We're doing Maurice's. When Jason Gearhart's tickets go on sale, we're doing that. Leslie's, Rick's, Past Cass, and Sebastian's.
Oh, that's
anybody?
A lot.
Yeah, that's
did we forget
nice
anybody
lot.
In there?
You know what? I'm not going to fly 3,000 miles to go to events.
Exactly.
Oh, I would.
That doesn't
I
mean, make
right,
sense
at,
to
at
me.
At this point... At this point, this is my 6th year going, and I just go to hang out with everybody and have a margarita. So, you know, I have Friday.
Margaritas
have
around the pool.
Friday
woo!
Free. Sorry. I have Saturday free. I have most of Sunday free, and Sebastian's is on Monday morning,
no,
so I have all day Monday free. What?
No, I was talking to someone else.
No, I have free time, you know.
No, I can't say that because that's... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I think we should all meet up and have drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Woo! Drinks!
I won't be there.
I know,
that's
Joanne won't
fair.
Be there. I know it's not fair. Come.
Oh, yeah, only if only.
I know.
When are you flying in? Are you coming out for the whole week or just a couple days or...
Probably just a couple... Of, well, Desiree lives there, so...
Yeah,
she's already there.
Wednesday to Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably do this. I'll probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because
we're all staying together.
I was gonna come out a day early, but I couldn't find a flight out a day early, so I wanted to come.
I don't even have my flight yet.
What day are you coming out, Sophie?
I'm coming out Wednesday.
Okay.
Me
cool.
and Mitch are gonna fly in together.
Woo woo
woo!
So we should be there before lunch, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, if you guys need, I don't know if you're, are you guys staying at the Sportsman's?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if you guys need a ride, I'll be out there, so.
Yeah, we don't quite know where Ryan's staying at, but.
Yeah, it's in
there. It's okay, we'll stick Ryan somewhere.
there are things I could do.
He might have been up in the bathtub, I don't know yet.
No, but
sharing a room with two girls, I don't think that will work.
There's a couple corners out there. I'm sure we could work it. Give me a pole. I'll be okay.
No, I only go to Super Soap Weekend because it's close. You know, it's only a 2-hour ride, so.
I'll be there, too.
We go.
I heard those events
are
crazy.
They are.
It's a 2-hour ride for me too, Super Soap Weekend. Okay, well, 2.5.
Well, yeah.
Went 1 year, and that was enough for me. I don't have to go again.
Oh, no, see, that's to me and my other friend, Linda, that's like our escape. We leave our kids behind, we get in the car, and we just like freaking Thelma and Louise,
rolling,
and we go.
Getting out of bed at 5:30 in the morning just to get tickets to see Steve Burton.
5:30?
Wait, getting out of bed at 5:30? What Super Soap Weekend have you been to?
I know.
We were there at 2.
5:30, we're there for like 3 hours already.
I know.
2002, I think we were down in 2002. That was before the Fast Pass.
Yeah,
that
was my first year.
There was like 15 yellow cabs sitting out in front of the Disney parking lot, and they wouldn't let them in. And that was like at 5 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, oh, this is ridiculous. And they didn't even get my one friend got like number 98 on the first round. And the other one got standby on the second round. And she's like, oh, we're not doing this again. I mean, they had people literally going to the hospital because they got trampled on trying to get Steve Burton.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And it was ridiculous. I
were
said,
there
well, like,
two.
If I would go, that was a Saturday.
Thank goodness.
I had took my mom with me, and we spent all day Sunday going to I Want to Be a Millionaire. We did all the Linda Dano show. We did
last year, too, yeah, because, I mean, there's only so many fast passes you could get, and I think since 2002, they definitely have improved it. I was there that year, too, and that was ridiculous, the way that it really turned out, but it has gotten better to some points, you know, as far as how many people they let in and, you know, how fast you get in and out. I don't think it was as bad last year.
I mean, last time.
I get one.
You kind of have to pick like one person a day that you want to see for the fast passes because they just sell out like too quickly. So I only got one fast pass the whole weekend. So
we got
me, it's a park. I mean, you're like from one end to the other park. You got 15 minutes to get there. Ain't gonna happen. I would rather do fan club weekend or personal appearances here on the East Coast rather than another big event like Super Soap Weekend, just because it's a confined area.
Right.
You know, you buy your tickets and things for fan club weekend, but you're in a room with 200 people, and that's it. You know, you don't have to stand in line for 5 hours to see somebody, or you walk down the street and you have Vanessa, you have Robin Christopher, and you have Kelly Monaco in the same street. Who does that? Are you crazy?
Right, right.
Because you're standing in line for 3 hours to see Vanessa Marcel and an hour to get you back out because you can't fight the traffic. I mean, it was insane the way they had all the actors, stationed. And it was just a mess. And we were like, we're not coming back here again. You know, I just pretty much went to say I had gone to a Super Soap Weekend, and that was really one of my first big events to go to. And we had seen Steve Burton then. That was in, like, November. And I think the following year we had seen Steve Burton. And it just kind of snowballed from there, you know. And then it was three or four or five events, and we decided we were going to do smaller personal appearances. Being on the East Coast and only 2 hours from New York City, it's ideal. You know, Greg comes here, Rick and Steve and Natalia and Tyler, and they all come to the East Coast at least twice a year, if not more.
Sorry.
So not handy, you know.
Sorry. I was just wondering if you okay?
What?
You okay?
You said Tyler. You said the magic bad word.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can't help it. It's like a reflex.
You see, here's Tyler's name, and it's...
Well, sometimes I can't help it because he's with somebody. The last one I had seen him at, he was with Rick. So we didn't really go to see Rick.
Well, the same thing for the brokerage in 2 weeks, basically. Well, next weekend. I'm not going to see Steve. I'm going to see Natalia. When Steve was here in December, I didn't go to see Steve. I went to go see Bradford. Because we're walking up there to take the pictures, and Steve's like, hi, I'm like, hi, Bradford! And Steve's like, okay, wow, River the rock star. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then I was like, wow, Steve was in the picture. Look at that. I didn't see him. I was.
That's okay. I pushed him out of the way for my picture with Carolyn.
That was so funny.
He was coming off the stage, and I was like, Carolyn,
go.
He's all, I'm sorry. He was coming through, and he goes, I'm sorry. I'm all, Steve, go. And I pushed him. Carolyn's face was priceless. She's like, you did not just push Steve Burton out of the way. I'm like, dude, I don't like him. I don't care. Keep it on.
Yeah, really.
Keep moving.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
I tell you.
Yeah, we're those fans, yeah.
Yeah, we don't care. We'll tell you how it is. And if you don't like us, oh, well, we'll just add you to the bad list. We don't care.
Yeah, we'll just add you to the bad list.
We have lists.
Hey,
so
I have no room to judge. I have no room to judge.
Well, we'll have to do a remote from Fan Club Weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that would
we'll
be a good, yeah, you can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So make sure you bring a laptop.
Oh, I will. I wouldn't go anywhere without my laptop.
Good. We'll have to share because I don't have one.
Yeah.
I wish I had a laptop.
Yeah. Okay, you're it. You're it, Ryan.
What'd you say?
I said you're it, Ryan. You're the man with the laptop.
Yes. Yes, I have to. Benefits of the taxpayers of New Jersey. I love it.
I think I have to ask for, because actually, you know what I want? I actually want a Mac laptop.
No.
Really?
They're little.
Yeah,
like, you could throw them away with your magazines. There was a guy who threw his Mac laptop away with his magazines and didn't know it.
Hey, that's what happens when you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Because PC laptops are just so heavy.
The one
that I have is just kind of like destroyed because one of my friends downloaded a virus on it, and it hasn't been the same since, and no backup, no nothing. So it's kind of like, it still runs, but it's really slow and useless. So.
Oh, I've had one of. See, I have to give you a recommend a program for you to use that I use. It's really awesome. It found the cutest.
He's very technically inclined.
Yeah, I love that. But no free advertising on Stardust Radio. They have to pay you guys for it.
Yeah. Are you guys doing that revenue share program?
Yeah, but they're like uber slow with it. I just now saw the totals for January.
Mhm. Yeah. Is it worth it?
I guess it's kind of like a cute thing, letting you know, hey, you know, you're being rewarded for your good work. It can be. Like, there's this one guy, Sean O'Mac, who is one of my favorites. I don't know how he does it. I swear, this is, like, the only thing he does is do radio shows all day. And I'm sure his rev share money is enough for him to do that, you know, every day. But I don't know. I think we did, maybe $30 for January or something like that. They haven't even calculated February yet. So, and they don't send you any money until you go over like $20.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I would do it just, I don't know, you never know. You never know what it can turn into.
Well, it's something we'll have to talk about. But anyway, all right, well, guys, it's 11:15, and I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Desi
real early.
Desi said she lost connection, so she's
Aw.
The what?
Oh, no.
Desi lost connection.
Oh, Desi hung up?
Well, she didn't hang up. She lost the connection from her phone.
Oh.
Oh, that sucks. But it was good talking to you both, all three of you, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, it was great having
definitely
you.
Definitely a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to go.
All righty.
So thank you for having us on, and it was fun.
It's definitely fun.
It
thank
was
for coming
fun,
on.
Ryan.
I love her.
Add three more to his harem.
Yes,
it was fun.
My harem is growing.
What? By leaps and bounds.
My harem, my circle.
His harem of admirers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a good night.
You too.
And
you
we too. Will be talking to you soon.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Good night,
everybody. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.